time to get underway with Radio Friendships. Stay tuned as your hosts, Don and Sandra Tipton, share exciting news about what God is doing throughout the world in this missions-minded radio broadcast.
Welcome to Radio Friendships. This is Sandra Tipton and Don Tipton at Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. And we're so happy that you joined us today because we're here visiting with Murray Douglas, Friendships Director of Disaster Relief. Murray, before we get into talking about RAMP, which is our primary subject today, could you tell the listeners, what is disaster relief?
Disaster relief is helping those that have been affected by a natural disaster. We tend to do a lot of work with people affected by hurricanes, both here in the US, and we do quite a bit of work in Central America and the Caribbean. And we do a lot of the support behind the scenes type work as well.
What is the most recent disaster relief that Friendships has done?
Actually, the most recent one was sending out cargo to Haiti and the Dominican Republic. We didn't send people, but often we are able to send supplies. But we actually also sent some roofing supplies to Myanmar to help with hurricanes and tornadoes that had happened there.
So sometimes Friendships takes the ship and sometimes we just send supplies, is that right?
Yes. When we can, we like to be able to actually go and take ourselves and our ships. But we also know there's a lot of places that we're just not able to go. It takes us a little while to sail a ship around to places. But we do have a lot of supplies that can get there a lot quicker than we can. Often we'll try to work with a group that's already working in that area that's needing the supplies and equipment that we can help them with.
Okay. And another project that you've taken on is the project called RAMP. Can you tell our listeners, what is RAMP?
RAMP is our Relief Apprenticeship Missions Program, where we take young people that are really still searching for what God has planned for them, but have a desire to do missions of some sort. What we do is we have the kids work alongside us, and we teach them a lot of what we do, a lot of it by example, by showing them how we do it and having them work alongside us. But also it's a time of seeking God to find what He has planned for them. We found a lot of 18, 19-year-olds have straight after high school, they get caught into the system of moving on to other things. A lot of them will go on to college because that's the thing that all of their friends are doing. A lot of them will just find a job at McDonald's or whatever plant their parent happens to be working at without really having a plan for their own lives. We just try to help them by challenging them to seek God to find out what His plan for their life is.
When is the next session starting?
The next session starts on the 18th of August. We'll run it for 11 months. We cover a lot of different things. During those 11 months, they'll get to see and work in every aspect that Friendships works in. So they'll get to see some of the exciting things, but they'll also see some of the more mundane, not so exciting things as well.
Which is all part of missions, right?
That's right, yeah.
Any service to the Lord is exciting and wonderful and fulfilling, but it's also a lot of perseverance that's needed to be built into us. It's not all walking on the high places.
It is, yeah. We've found that a lot of times when we go on a mission, the mission may last 4 or 5 weeks, and a lot of times that's what people see. But that mission has taken us almost a year of planning and preparing. And that work is often not as exciting as the 5 days.
It makes the 5 days really rewarding, though, doesn't it?
It sure does. Those 5 days can't happen without all of the months of preparation that go in beforehand.
It makes them very effective.
Yeah.
Who's eligible to attend this program?
Anybody that is 18 or older. We're aiming for those out of high school, sort of between the ages of 18 to about 22. We're trying to aim it at those that are still seeking what they want to do with their lives. But for those that do want to serve that have other skills, maybe a little bit older, we do have positions on our regular crew as well.
What if someone is listening who's in that age range, has not finished high school, has dropped out, but is a very sincere Christian and would like to attend something like this? Would they be eligible?
I think that would be a case-to-case thing, but yes, I don't see why they shouldn't be able to come and work alongside us.
And what's the cost?
There's no cost at all to the participant at all.
So that makes it open in one sense, but we do want people that are serious about serving the Lord.
Yeah, we say there's no cost, but that just means there's no financial cost. there'll be a high cost in time and effort. The work we do is not easy work, and there are times that it can be frustrating work too. So there is a cost to it, but it's just not a financial one.
So I imagine one of the things that the young people will be involved in is disaster relief.
Yes.
And what other types of humanitarian aid?
We'll have them working in our disaster relief, but they'll also be working alongside our ship departments, both in our stewards department, and in that they'll learn how to prepare and serve a meal, but also how to keep a home in a state that is comfortable. A lot of times when we go out on a mission, the ship is the base for a lot of our workers. And we like to be able to have a place where they can come back to just relax. A lot of times people don't see that having that is an effective mission. So we'll be teaching them how to create that atmosphere of a comfortable place for those that have worked to be able to relax in. But they'll also be working alongside our engineers and our deck department, as well as learning some basic office skills and lots of other exciting things, how to drive forklifts and take inventories.
So there's many facets that make up a mission.
Yes, a lot of times we just think of one or two of the areas. Like we'll think if we're doing a medical mission, the doctors and the nurses, of course, are the ones that we usually think of first. But for that to happen, we've got to have cooks and cleaners, people working with children, people that are making sure that all of the supplies that the doctors need are where they can get to them, that we have the right amount of things. And sometimes even just the transporting of people and equipment backwards and forwards. Each of those areas takes somebody that's dedicated to doing that job.
Yes, and each job is equally important to the others. You know, yeah. It's what I like to tell people who are working in domestics. If you weren't doing your job, there'd be no mission. Because if we can't provide a clean restroom and nice beds and do laundry, and if we can't provide a good meal, we're not going to have any doctors and nurses or anybody else. So each one is interdependent. And, you know, I think that's one of the great things about friendships is the teamwork that we learn here and the respect for one another's departments and working together with a team. You're with people that maybe you wouldn't ordinarily be with. Like, for example, Murray, what country did you grow up in?
I grew up in New Zealand.
And here you are working in the United States. I'm sure when you first arrived, there was a lot of cultural clash or unexpected behavior from us Americans.
Yes, there was.
And there's people from all different countries who work in not only friendships, but many missions. And not only nationalities, but religious backgrounds, social backgrounds, all different kinds of things. So it's a great opportunity to learn to work as part of a team, which is a valuable thing to take with you for the rest of your life. You know, one of our medical providers on this recent mission to Nevis said something that I thought was really getting a true perspective on the whole operation. She said, you know, I feel like I'm sitting on the top of a pyramid of all the groundwork that's been laid by the year of preparation and the ship's crew and the galley crew and the domestics and the people counting pills and the people getting things donated and all the site team here setting up the facility and servicing the porta potties and setting up the tents and keeping everything clean. All this led to her being able to walk into a well-stocked, beautiful clinic and treat people for free and tell them about Jesus.
Yeah.
And that's what she really was, sitting on top of a pyramid. It was great that she had the eyes to see everything that had gone into making that moment.
Yeah. It doesn't just take a lot of people, but it takes a lot of dedicated people.
Yes.
Over my various missions that I've been a part of, I've learned that the things you don't think of as being important are very important when you don't have them.
Yes.
And it's strange. One of the first missions that I was able to be a part of, we took porta potties with us. And there was quite a few people that sort of looked at us strange when we set up these strange little rooms. But once we had them set up and they were there, they were an important part of the mission. Just having usable, clean bathrooms, we can set up anywhere. We can actually have doctors working in a farmer's field, but still have the comfortable atmosphere to be able to share the gospel to people.
Yes. Well, we're going to take a little break here. When we come back, Murray, let's talk about how do we work with the students to examine what their purpose is before the Lord.
Here's some testimonials from our recent graduates of the RAMP program. Why would you recommend this?
It's been an awesome year. You will make some great friends, grow closer to God, learn some really awesome trades. One of the things, just getting to know the ministry and working with everybody here is just a really cool thing to do.
I think it's been a great thing because before I came here, I wasn't walking with the Lord, and I really found a relationship with the Lord here. He changed my life for good. So I guess, I mean, we were talking before about the spiritual aspect out of this that I got is just preparing for battle when I leave here, because I go back to the world after I leave here. Lots of non-Christian friends and family and school. I mean, but I just think that he's prepared me to be a light in the dark places. And another great thing is the friendships, the brothers and sisters I've made here, that to know that I can call them at any time that I need help or prayer, and to know that they'll sit down and take the time to pray with me or just talk with me. I mean, I made lifelong friends, like people that I'll never forget. They'll be invited to my wedding someday, you know, and people I'll go and visit all the time. It's been a great year. It's been a reviving year.
Friendships was really great for me personally. It shows you different truths about the world, and it's like a detox from everything that you thought was true before you came. And so you come out differently, and you come out with a new perspective on life, different eyes.
Come in here, you have lifelong lessons and experiences that will change your life.
We're going to be leaving our information behind, email address and stuff. You know, sometimes you may not... you want a first account, like you talk to somebody and nobody, you know, they'll tell you what they got written down on paper, what it's about and stuff. But if you really want to know what it's about and you want to talk to somebody, our information will be here that if you called them, you can get in touch with one of us and I'll sit down and talk to anybody about it, you know.
Definitely.
Wow, that's everybody here?
Yeah.
Everybody here? So we'll make that available to anybody that wants that information. Call Friendships at 337-433-5022 and we'll get you any of that information.
Port Mercy will begin hosting an every Saturday work party from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 1019 North 1st Avenue in Lake Charles. Our first project will be to select clothing in excellent condition and sort it into categories, then load the clothing by type into totes that will make it ready to distribute in disaster relief or humanitarian aid missions. Future Saturday projects will include building first aid kits and sorting other supplies so that when an emergency situation takes place, Friendships is ready to roll and be as effective as possible. We welcome you to come to Port Mercy any Saturday and work for a short period of time or the entire day. Bring your friends, your family, your church, or your school group. Radio Friendships producer Jeff Reed and his beautiful wife Ann will be serving as the coordinators of this new project. Be a part of international missions while right here at home in Lake Charles. Be sure to dress in casual work clothes. For more information, call 337-433-5022. Friendships provides disaster relief, medical services, and humanitarian aid. All staff are volunteer and there's no charge to participate. Looking for a meaningful way to spend your days and an effective way to serve God? All skills are needed, willing hearts of all ages. If you're a recent high school graduate and would like to learn about relief missions while seeking God's will for your life, ask about our apprenticeship program, RAMP.
Friendship. Live the dream.
This is Sandra Tipton. I'm speaking with Murray Douglas here at Port Mercy in Lake Charles. Murray, we're talking about the RAMP Relief Apprenticeship Missions Program that is going to take place starting in mid-August.
Yes.
What's that date again?
August the 18th.
And we're inviting people to participate, young people. And one of the things that we like to concentrate on when the young people are with us for the 11 months that they are is to help them to see God's purpose for their life. Now, let's take a minute there and talk about God's purpose. Does God have a purpose for every human being?
Yes, he does. And it's not just God has a general purpose for everybody. And I think a lot of people are aware of what that general purpose is. But God also has a specific purpose for each person as well.
You know, we see that in the scriptures because there's many times when God called someone out to do something and he was telling them with Paul, you'll be told what your assignment is. And then in Ephesians, it says that we're saved by grace to do good works, which were prepared in advance for us to do. You know, in the Old Testament, it tells us that God knew us when he formed us in the womb. He knew us and he called us to a purpose. And that every day of our life is written in his book before one of them comes to be. You put all those things together, and I think you really see an exciting thing before you, that God created us with a plan and a purpose, And if we can make our way to that purpose without getting caught up in the world system and not even having time to consider what it might be, wow, we can live a life full of excitement and meaning. And I do, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's really amazing. I mean, it's not always easy.
No, it's once you find God's purpose for your life, He never says that it's going to be easy.
No.
And I've found that some of my most frustrating days have been the days when I've had to choose to do His purpose over doing what I want to do.
Yeah.
And they can be tough days.
But it's always worth it.
Yeah, it is always worth it. The thing that I've found is sometimes finding that worth it is a looking back and realizing that I would have missed it if I had stopped.
Yes.
That if I had gone and done the easy thing, I would have been stepping out of God's will. And often it's not, we can't see that at that point. But if we stick through it, when we look back, we can see that God has done awesome things that we would have missed out on if we had stepped out of His will. And some of my biggest regrets that I have are from times when I've, out of frustration, have walked away from what I knew was God's purpose.
Yeah.
And I found that sometimes a year or 2 years later, I'm back at that point again, having to face and deal with those same issues that 2 years ago I ran away from.
So how do we, when our young students come in, how do we work with them to help them to find their way to that place?
A lot of it is just challenging them to really spend time with God, to really seek God's word, spend time in prayer, but to really look at His word and find out what God is saying to them. I know in my own life, I grew up in a Christian family. A lot of the things I took for granted were things that I'd never really looked into myself. I just heard they sounded good when I heard them, other people say them. It wasn't until I was about 19, after I'd left high school, that I found myself having to go back to God's word and checking and seeing, is that what God's word says? And really, it was a time where I was challenging myself in a lot of things. And we'll be helping the young people face some of those things. Spending time in group study, we found that working with a group of people that are going through the same things, we're able to support each other. And we found, especially in the last ramp, that we had a really great team spirit, that they were able to help each other. When they were faced with things that they were really struggling with, we were there to help them. But a lot of it was just being there with other people their own age facing the same issues. And a lot of what we'll be doing is just showing them that they are able, that they do have the character to persevere. And of course, there will be times where we'll have to help them through some difficult times. But a lot of the people over the years of this age that have come to work with us, after just a very short time, have realized that they're a lot more capable than what they've ever thought.
Yes.
For example, there's some young people we have one that is now a ship's officer with us. We have another one that's in Israel as a missionary, that when they came, did not think they were very capable people. But just by facing those day-to-day challenges that we face here every day, they saw that they were a lot more capable than what they thought.
Yep, because the Lord helps them and lifts them up and equips them to be able to do what He's called them to do.
Yeah.
And so will the RAMP students have a time of study each day?
Yes, they'll be spending about an hour in group study, but there's also a lot of time spent in individual study as well. Our days will be quite long. The RAMP day actually starts at 5:30 in the morning, and we'll be going through some physical type exercises. We'll be going through the neighborhood, just praying for the neighborhood. But we'll also do a full day's work. But everything is geared around finding what God has for you, even in the day-to-day mundane tasks. And so we'll be encouraging them that, you know, even though you have to work, it's not time separate from God. It's a time you can just spend with Him. But there'll be a lot of individual study that the students will need to do as well.
If the work here is actually part of our worship, we're laying down our lives, we're giving our lives as an offering to the Lord and our work time, because we don't receive salary.
That's
and
correct.
I think one of the most exciting experiences that people have when they come to Friendships as part of RAMP, short-term, long-term, is to be part of a faith community where we're not counting our pennies to see if we can do something, but we're being led as good as we possibly can by the Spirit to go in a direction, and we just go.
and then we let the Lord do his thing and everything else falls into place. And I think that's it's special about here. There are many other places that are based on faith, I'm sure. But we actually go out there and do giant things in this way because of the Lord's great mercy, not because any of us are capable in any way or worthy in any way, but only because we're here saying, Lord, we want to do what you want us to do.
Yeah.
We're not going to be controlled by the world or the assets to be able to accomplish it. We're going to go until we hit the wall, and then we're going to see if you open the wall. And, you know, most of the time we do, unless we've missed it somehow.
Yeah.
But then that's part of the lesson, too. You know, I believe you only fail if you stop, if you just stop and don't do it.
Yeah. In my own life, there's been many walls that I've faced, but I've seen God either remove the wall or show me how to climb over the wall.
Yes.
But another thing I've learned is that when our workers worship, what the work is ceases to be relevant.
Right.
Because the worship becomes the important aspect of it. So I found that somebody cleaning a toilet as worship is actually being more effective than a CEO working for money.
Yes.
Because the worship is the important aspect of it, not the actual task being done.
You know, Murray, actually, to me, in reality, we're tithing 100% of our income, because anyone that's here is extremely capable and could be out making a living and getting an income. And then maybe if they're Christian, taking 10% of that and tithing it to the church or to other ministries. But the people that have come here have said, Lord, for you, I will forego a salary. I'll still work at least as hard as I would in a normal job, but I'll give that for free. So they're actually, in essence, tithing 100% of their salary. And our ramp, young people, you'll be doing that. This is a great opportunity. If you're listening and you're thinking, maybe that's for me, this is a great opportunity. Before you get caught up in a situation where you can only hope that someday you'll be free to do something like this, where you can give a year to the Lord. You can give of yourself, you'll get a lot out of it, but you'll also be giving to the poor. And the Bible tells us that that is giving to the Lord.
Yes, it does. Yeah, the one thing I'd like to let anybody thinking about it know is that RAMP is not the end of it. RAMP is merely the beginning. One of the goals that we have for RAMP is that after those 11 months, the graduates know what God has for them. It may not be a specific, God wants me to do this thing at this time, at this place, but they have a direction in their life. And we would really like it if God directs them to friendships at the end. But, you know, RAMP is just the beginning. It's finding out what God wants you to do. And after that, it's going to do what God has for you. So a lot of what we'll be encouraging the people in the program is not just finding out what God wants for you, but building a lot of the character and the attitude that people need to go ahead and do that task. There's a lot of people out there that know what God has for them. They're just not doing it.
Yes.
So we're trying to encourage people, not necessarily give them the skills, but to give them the character and the attitude that they need to go ahead and do what God has for them once they know what it is.
Where will the students live while they're with us?
They'll be living with us.
Aboard ship.
They'll be living aboard ship.
And how will they eat?
They'll be eating with the rest of the crew in the ship's mess hall, and they'll be part of the Friendships family.
Okay, so really all one has to do is decide if this is what they want to do, call Friendships or go to the website and get an application, fill it out, and pray.
Oh, yes.
And those who are accepted, show up.
Yeah. And the program starts on the 18th of August, and we'll be accepting applications right up till 8 o'clock on the morning of the 18th.
That website is friendships.org, and the phone number is 337-433-5022. Again, friendships.org. Murray, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for inviting me, Sondra.
Listeners, we appreciate you being with us today on Radio Friendships, where we talk about the great and mighty God that we serve and the many opportunities around the globe to get involved in advancing the kingdom.
Thank you for listening to the Friendships broadcast today. Don and Sondra Tipton invite you to join them again next time as we stand in awe of the great God we serve. Bye. Friendships is based at Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. For information about Friendships Unlimited, dial 337-433-5022 or go on the internet to friendships.org.